Hello and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 2. Lama ragshu goyim ulilnin yegurik. Yityatzvu malchei eretz viraznin nostu yachad al Adonai v'al mishicho. Ninatkat mosrotemo v'nashlicha mimenu avotemo. Why are the nations in an uproar and the people are muttering a vain thing? The kings of the earth are setting themselves and the rulers are taking counsel together against God and against God's anointed one, his king, saying, let us break their bonds asunder and cast away their cords from us. It's a very strange way to open up Psalm 2. Now, Psalm 1, many people are familiar with it. Ashrei Ha'ish, it talks about the individual. And here, Psalm 2 is quite anonymous. Once again, it's an orphan psalm. It does not have a title. We don't know who is saying it. But we do know one thing about it. It is about nations. Lama ragshu goyim. Why are these nations, and the nations, are there to attack God? So what is this psalm about, and what's it trying to convey? Another thing we should note is that it's the opposite, or I'll say the complement of Mizmor 1. Mizmor 1 is about an individual. What is Mizmor 2 about? It's actually about the nation. Now, it's not just me saying this, but it is the Gemara. The Gemara in Brachot 9b has a fascinating discussion. What does the Gemara do? If I had to answer on one leg, I'd say the Gemara tries to understand the words of the Torah and the words of the Tanakh. The first commentators, the first explicators of the Torah are those who are in the Gemara. And the Gemara says something there very fascinating. It says that if we open up to the 19th Mizmor, the last words of the Mizmor are Yiyu l'ratzon yimrei fi be'egel libi l'panecha adonai tzuri v'goali, which are the conclusion of our Shemona Esrei. And they said that this is appropriate because the first 18 Psalms are equivalent to the 18 Brachot of the Shemona Esrei. And therefore, each Psalm of 1 to 18 corresponds to the Psalms of the Shemona, of the Brachot of the Shemona Esrei. Okay, so the Gemara says, wait a second. But this is in number 19. Now, they're not referring to the fact that we added another bracha to the Shemona Esrei, that there are actually 19 blessings. They're referring to the fact they assumed that there were 18. And here we have 18 parallel to 18. And someone looked down and said, wait a second, this is on Mizmor Yutet. It's on the 19th Psalm. And the Gemara gives a fascinating answer. The Gemara answers, the first two Psalms are really one. Now, this provides us the key to understanding Mizmor 2. We should understand Mizmor 2 as really the second half of Mizmor Aleph, of the first one. So with that introduction, oh, and the Gemara gives us a proof. The proof is the Gemara, the rabbis of the Gemara, were also poets, or they analyzed poetry, they appreciated. There's something called an inclusio. It's a poetic tool that is used in order to show that the beginning of something and the end of something are connected by using the same words. So if you use the word ashrei in the beginning of a sentence or beginning of a psalm or beginning of a chapter, and you see that it ends with the word ashrei, so you're saying, okay, it's included, or the whole section is included. Lo and behold, Psalm 1 begins with the words ashrei ha'ish, and Psalm 2 ends with the words Ashrei kol chosei bo. So we see that there is this unity, and I will say a complementing effect that the second Mizmor has on the first one. And what's the message that it's trying to convey? What it says is that the truth is we are individuals as part of the nation of Israel, but we are also the nation itself. And in terms of our message and our mission of trying to disseminate the word of God, trying to get others in the world to appreciate the word of God, God in this world. So there are two tracks. There's a track of you as a person. What can you do to try to praise God, to try to teach the world about God consciousness? But there's a second track, a political one, a national one. And when we think about politics and we think about nations, we think about kings. And the truth is, Psalm 2, if I had to choose a mila mancha, once again, that means the guiding word. If you see this word throughout the Mizmor, then you know that basically the Mizmor is trying to teach us a message about this idea. What's the guiding word of Psalm 1? I would say ish, or the individual, the righteous versus the evil. What's the guiding word in Psalm 2? Melech, the king. We see this right from the beginning. Well, the king, the nations, right from the beginning, the first three psukim, it's interesting that the individual is saying, why are the kings of the nations of the world trying to attack God and trying to attack his anointed one? Why would they do such a thing? And in verses 4, 5, and 6, and once again, this mizmor can be split in two. It's 12 psukim, and it can be split into four sections of three. So the second section says, it starts with Yoshev Bashamayim Yishak Adonai Yilag Lamo. Az Yidaber Elemo Be'apo V'charano Yivhai Lemo. Vani Nasachti Malki Al Tzion Har Kodshi. God sits in the heavens and laughs. The Lord will be derisive of them. We know the famous statement, A mensch tracht und Gott lacht. We say that the nations are planning and they're scheming and they're trying to find ways to destroy Israel. And what's God doing in heaven? He is deriding them and laughing and saying, how dare you attempt to destroy my people? And then that laughter, that derision turns into anger and rage. So in verse 5, he says, Yidaber be'apo, and when Hashem is charon af, Hashem lashes out. And he will talk to them in burning anger and saying, what are you doing? Ani nasachti malki, I have anointed my king. Malki al tzion har kodshi. Hey, nations of the world, this is not how you play. You don't gang up and try to destroy Israel. Israel is my chosen and my king that I placed in on my holy mountain. And therefore, God kind of joins into to defend the right of Israel to stand and deliver this message. It's at this point that the Mizmor, now in the third section, 7, 8, and 9, that the Mizmor, and this is something we always have to make sure and be sensitive of, is who is speaking and in what voice. Sometimes he speaks about God, and then you understand that the psalmist is teaching us a message about his thoughts on God. And other times, he is telling us a story of God speaking directly to him. And yet other times, he speaks directly to God. So when there's a shift in that, we know, okay, this is a mini shift in, and there's a new mini theme that's coming up. And therefore, in verse 7, he says, Asapra el chok Adonai, amar elai b'niata, ani hayom yeladtich. So here, excuse me, he's not turning to God. He is still telling us, and it sounds like he is the king, right? He is telling us that God turned to me and said, B'niata, you are my child. Ani hayom yilatich, I have given birth to you. I have anointed you. I have given you the mission today. And then in verse 8, Shal mimena ve'etena ve'etna goyim nachlatecha v'achuzatcha afse'aretz. You ask of me, and I will give the nations to you as an inheritance, and the most other parts of the earth I will give for your possession. Tiro'em b'shevet barzel kichli yotzer t'napzein. You shall break them with the rod of iron, and you'll dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now, what happened was that the individual in the first section is turning and is wondering, why are the nations ganging up on me, on Israel? How can this be that they want to destroy? And then in that same kind of like a theoretical, philosophical setting, in the second section, he turns to those nations and says, don't you know that God is laughing in heaven saying that this is my chosen people? Now, in the third section, he records his connection and his relationship and discussion with God. And God said, hey, I have chosen you. And I am using you as my messenger to the world. Don't worry about these enemies. I will take care of them. Finally, after telling us about his message that he had with God, he turns back and delivers some kind of musar, some message to back to these kings. And he says, "Ve'ata melachim haskivu, hivasu shoftei aretz." Once again, this is biblical parallelism. Two sides of one pasuk, they're saying more or less the same things. He's saying, now listen, kings, and be warned, or be enlightened. And the second half, be warned, O judges of the earth. Ivdu et Adonai biyira v'gilu berada. You should serve the Lord, but with fear. You should rejoice, but with trembling. Now we're used to Psalm 100, in which we sing out "Yivdu et Hashem b'simcha," right? Here it's "Yivdu et Hashem b'yirah." There are two ways to serve God, and if you are filled with joy and filled with humility, so then you're serving Hashem will be with joy. But if you are part of the nations that want to destroy, so then that should turn into trembling. The psalm concludes: "Nashku bar pen yanaf v'tovdu derech ki yivar ki matapo." Ashrei kol chosevo. You should worship in purity, otherwise you'll anger God, and you'll perish. V'tovdu, for in a little while, God's anger will blaze and will light upon you. However, ashrei kol chosevo. What's nice about this is that there is something called a chiastic structure, in which you start by mentioning one idea, which is ashrei about the righteous. And then you talk about, that's A, and then you talk about B, is referring to the evil ones. And then in the second Mizmor, he spends a lot of time talking about these evil ones, and that's another B. But at the last line, he goes back to A, saying, but those who are the Ashrei, those who are the righteous ones, they will be fortunate, they will be praised by God. This ABBA is something that is always on our minds in the poetry, trying to explain to us that through the words and through the formation, if there are certain things that resonate and reverberate in our minds. Psalms 1 and 2, what reverberates in our minds is really, it's certainly about the Ashrei and about the righteous people, but what's really, important for us is to understand the consequences of what an evil life it would be and what will happen to them. And therefore, he goes out of his way on an individual level in Psalm 1, and on a national level in Psalm 2, to understand those people who are righteous, who they are Ashrei, they are praiseworthy, and they will live a healthy lifestyle, an eternal one. But those people who are evil, they will perish. And we see that on a national level in Psalm 2. Have a good day.